我们上一次看到历代志上的开头。
So last time we saw the beginning of the first Chronicles.
我们说到历代志，它那个含义乃是说到做工的日记。
We said that Chronicles means the daily journal of work.
但是谁的工作呢？
But whose work is it?
神的工作。
It's God's work.
但是如果我们更往前来追寻的话，
But if we go beyond that and to pursue,
我们看到有一点是更清楚的来说明历代志的。
Well, we can see another point that can explain more clearly about the Chronicles.
因为更早更早的时候，
Because in an earlier time,
历代志也不叫神做工的日记。
The Chronicles is not called the work of God's daily, the daily journal of God's work.
而叫做补遗。
But it's called what is making up what's missing.
那这个就给我们看得很有意思。
And this is very interesting.
也解答了我们说列王记跟历代志里边很多事情都一样的，为什么要有两个不同的部分来记录它。
And it also answered the question, since in the Kings and the Chronicles there are a lot of very similar events, why do we need two books to record them?
那如果我们是比较细的去留意这两卷的历史书，
If we pay careful attention to these two books,
我们会发觉在列王记那一边是多讲到人的事情。
And we will see that in the Kings, it talks more about what happens to men.
而是从人的历史的角度的发展来说明一些事情。
And it's from the development of the historical point of view, from men's point of view.
但是你留意的话呢，你就看到历代志是从神的安排或者说神的需要的这个角度来记录历代志的事。
If you look at the Chronicles, you see it's more from God's point of view, from what God needs.
所以在列王记里边就有很多很多关乎神这一方面的事情给漏掉了。
So therefore, in the book of Kings, there are a lot of things about God that are missing.
所以神的灵就感动写的人在历代志这里边来补满神做工的那个部分。
So the Spirit of God touched the people who wrote the Chronicles so that it would make up what's left off in the Kings.
那什么时候历代志从补遗成为历代志呢？
And when did the Chronicles starting from making up what's missing to become the Chronicles?
那是在那个七十纸圣经翻出来的时候就才采用了那个历代志的这个名称。
And this is from the 7th century that the name Chronicles was used.
那 7th century, 它有一个名字我一下子忘掉，是 set 什么，就是七十个人把希腊文把希伯来圣经翻成希伯来文。
Oh, there
are... 希腊文，那是在主前三百年前的事。
That's around 300 BC. There are 70 people who translated the Bible from Hebrew to Greek.
那是主前300年前的事。
That was 300 BC.
那从那个时候开始，这个补遗就成了历代志。
So from that time on, that makes up for what's missing is starting from there.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
正因为有这样的一个补遗，
And because of this,
就让我们看见神在犹大或者说和犹大并以色列中间做工的时候，在神心思里面所要叫我们明白的。
So let us see when God was working among Judah and Israel, what's in his heart.
我们上次也就特别提过了。
And last time we made special mention of this.
在历代志的里头，神很注重在大卫的家谱的数算。
In the Chronicles, God emphasized a lot in the genealogy of David.
在亚伦和利未家族的家谱的数算。
And also in the family of Aaron and Levi's.
我们是说前头这个部分。
We're talking about the beginning of it.
那为什么？
And why is that?
神特别来数算这两个支派的家谱呢？
And why would God make special mention of these genealogies of these two families?
这就和历代志里头的个中心的那个信息的很有关系的。
And it has to do with the central message of the Chronicles.
因为在历代志里头很明确地表明两件事情。
Because within the Chronicles, there are two matters that are clearly explained.
一个是国度。
One is the kingdom.
一个是圣殿。
And one is the temple.
那当然，因着国度和圣殿这两个事情，就引出第三个第三件事情。
And because of the kingdom and the temple, it brings forth the third matter.
那就是这个国度和圣殿在什么地方。
Which is where is the kingdom and the temple?
弟兄姊妹记得。
Verses you remember.
当我们读生命记的时候。
When we read Deuteronomy.
我们一再的听到神向以色列民说这样的话。
We hear God time and again speak to the Israelites.
你们将来到了我所应许给你们祖宗的那个地。
When you enter into the land that I promised your forefathers.
你们就要在立为我名的地方那里来侍奉敬拜。
That you will serve and worship me in the place that's under my name.
但是什么地方是那个立为神的名字的地点呢？
Where is this place that's under God's name?
生命记没有说。
In Deuteronomy, it didn't say.
士师记约书亚记没有说。
And it's not mentioned in Joshua either.
士师记也没有说。
And in Judges, it's not mentioned
either. 甚至连撒母耳记都没有说。
And even in Samuel's, it's not mentioned.
那以色列人进到迦南以后。
So when the Israelites enter Canaan,
他们要寻找立为神的名的地方，但是他们无从寻找。
They had to search for this place that's under God's name, but they couldn't find it.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
历代志就给我们看到这个答案。
In the Chronicles, we can find the answer.
那因着国度，因着圣殿。
Because of the kingdom and the temple.
我们就看到神就在这样的一个带领、启示和带领的里边，把耶路撒冷显明出来。
That under this revelation and this guiding, God has manifest Jerusalem.
那我们掌握了这样的一个事实的时候。
And after we get a grasp of this fact,
我们就注意到了。
Then we can see.
整本的历代志。
The whole Chronicles.
说到人这方面的事情当然也不少。
There's quite a lot of mentioning of men, of things about men.
但是弟兄姊妹你很清楚地看到。
But brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
在记录这些人的事情的时候，很紧很紧的，是和圣殿那个关系连在一起。
Among the recordings of men, it has a very close relationship of
the temple. 耶和这一个神所立的大卫的国连在一起的。
And it also has a link between this and the kingdom of David that's established by God.
是弟兄姊妹，你读列王记，你发觉那边是用以色列国，就是北边的十个支派的国做主题。
So when we read the book of Kings, we can see that the theme is in Israel or the ten kingdoms on the ten tribes on the north.
但是你读到历代志的时候，你就发觉了。
But when you go to the Chronicles, you see.
它是以犹大国来做主线。
Judah has become the theme.
以色列就是只是陪伴在那里，轻轻的描写它一下。
And Israel is just on the side, is just lightly touched upon.
那如果我们不留意这些情形。
But if you don't pay attention to these.
我们就觉得这两卷书是很多雷同的。
We'll think that these two books are very similar.
但是当你留意的时候，你发觉两本书的方向和内容都和重点都不一样。
But if you pay attention to it, you'll see the direction and the focus are very different.
那现在我们继续来在历代志的开头的那个部分来留意。
So now we'll continue in the beginning part of the Chronicles.
我们上次末了就说到。
At last time, at the end, we mentioned.
神是从数算那个家谱来做开始。
That God begins it with the genealogy.
但是这个家谱是从亚当开始。
But the genealogy starts from Adam.
但是又不是完全包括亚当的子孙。
But it did not completely include Adam's descendants.
很清楚的我们看得见。
And very clearly we can see.
在那里给数算的都是和神的那个永远的旨意的成全。
And those who are counted has a direct relationship with the fulfillment of God's eternal will.
在头一部分的数算，他们就数算到亚伯拉罕为止。
In the first part of the counting, it stops at Abraham.
到了亚伯拉罕呢，是亚伯拉罕就另外起一个头了。
And then it starts again from Abraham.
那如果我们继续的往前看呢？
If we continue on.
从亚伯拉罕开始啊
，starting from Abraham，
你就一直看到他数算到大卫，又是一个段落了。
And you can see that it goes to David, and that's another stop there.
但很有意思的。
And very interesting.
但数算到大卫以前
，before it comes to David，
当中插了一段话，我们上次提过了。
There's some words that are missing, and we mentioned last time.
那就是以扫的后裔在以东的地方的动态。
Which is the descendants of Esau, what they were doing in the area of Edom.
而以扫的后裔的动态的重点就是谁在那边做王。
And the focus of the movement is that who has become kings.
特别在提到这一个光景的时候。
And when we mention about this condition,
弟兄姊妹，你留意到四十三节那里是用这个话来开始记录以东地的动态的。
And we pay attention to verse 43, we see that these words are used to describe the movement in Edom.
以色列人没有君王执礼之先，在以东地做王的记载下面。
These were the kings who reigned in Edom before any Israelite king reigned.
那他记载这些在以东地做王的
，and it records all those who've become kings in Edom.
给我们看到已经是一个很长的一段的时间
，and it let us see it's a long period of time.
我们算一算，你看到他已经好多个王在那里出现过。
If you look at it, you can see there are many kings that appeared here.
但是这好多个王的出现的时刻，在以色列人当中没有王。
But during all these kings that appeared, there were no kings in, among the Israelites.
他们没有王。
They don't have a king.
不等于说他们真的没有王。
That doesn't mean that they truly did not have a king.
还有没有他们没有眼见的人做王的王。
They did not have a person to be a king, a visible king.
但是在他们中间确实有一位隐藏在哪里的王。
But among them, there's a hidden king.
这一个事实在经过他们四十纪的时候那 圣灵的记录就说得很清楚。
And this fact after the recording of the judges, it's the Holy Spirit has made a very clear recording.
我们都记得四十纪里头很中心的那一句话就是那时以色列中没有王。
So we can remember in the book of Judges, it says, at that time, there's no king among the Israelites.
但是读到撒母耳记的时候
But when we come to the book of Samuel,
当以色列人要学着外邦人要寻找一个眼看得见的王在他们当中的时候
When the Israelites wanted to learn from the Gentiles and wanted to have a visible king among them,
撒母耳就觉得很过不去
And Samuel did not feel right.
他就很忧愁，很忧伤。
And he was very sad.
神就对他说。
And God said to him,
Samuel,
Samuel,
你为什么要忧伤呢？
Why would you be so sad?
他们并不是厌弃你。
They are not despising you.
他们是厌弃我在他们中间做王。
They despise me as a king among them.
神就说出了一个事实。
So God tells about this fact.
从进迦南以后。
From entering the land of Canaan.
神一直在他们中间显明他是王。
God continued to manifest himself as
their king.
Even though he was not seen by men physically. But the reality of, king, of God being the king is manifested in the law. So during the whole period of Judges, the Israelites, they did not have a king. But the nations surrounding them, they always had a king.
那圣灵记录了这样的一段的事情在这个家谱的数算的里头。
So when the Holy Spirit recorded this among the genealogy,
很显然是要叫我们的注意力放在以色列中的王。
He clearly wanted us to focus on the king of Israelites.
那我们如果留意从亚伯拉罕开始数算,
And if we pay attention, starting from Abraham,
一直往下数，数到大卫的时候又另外起头。
And you can continue to count until the time of David and start again.
那丢之后我们就看得很清楚了那件事情。
And then we can see this very clearly.
那为什么数算到大卫的时候就停下来呢？
Why does the counting stop at the time of David?
为什么数算到大卫的那个家谱的时候 就没有再继续的往前去数算呢?
And why is that when it comes to the genealogy of David, it did not continue on?
那弟兄姊妹们，这就给我们看得很清楚。
And brothers and sisters, let us see it very clearly here.
因为神要借着这个家谱的数算，把应许亚伯拉罕的那个国度的事实来带出来。
And because God wants to, through the counting of the genealogy, to bring forth the promise to Abraham.
那国度是怎么带出来的呢?
Oh, how to bring forth the kingdom.
在大卫以前有扫罗,
Before David, there was Saul.
做王的,
he was the king.
但是他没有显明国度,
but he did not manifest the kingdom.
因为扫罗是神允许他
Because Saul was a king that's allowed by God to be a king. It was a request by the Israelites.
那不是神为他们预备的。
And he was not someone prepared by God.
到了大卫,
And until David,
我们听见神在那里说,
we can hear God saying,
我已经寻得一个合我心意的人。
I have found someone who's after my heart.
他就要代替你扫罗来做王。
And he will take Saul's place to be king.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为是神所拣选的, 要表明他的那一个王显出来。
Because it is the chosen one from God to manifest the king that's chosen by God.
那所以在数算这些家谱的时候,
So when we're counting among the genealogy,
那弟兄姊妹，我再说的细一点。
Francis, I'll go into a little bit more detail.
从亚当到亚伯拉罕,
From Adam to Abraham,
不是所有亚当的子孙都给数算。
It's not all Adam's descendants were counted.
所数算的一直是引到亚伯拉罕的那一个系列就给数算。Those
who were counted were the ones who would lead to Abraham.
那然后从亚伯拉罕开始数算的时候呢?
And from Abraham on.
你看那只是数算以撒。
And you see that we're just counting Isaac.
当然也数算以撒。
And also we count Esau.
但是是为着带出这一个和以色列中没有王的这一个比较。
But it has to do with, it brings forth the comparison when there's no king among the Israelites.
那从以撒以后,
And from Isaac on,
你看到那个数算就落到雅各。
The counting went to Jacob.
雅各有十二个儿子。
And Jacob has 12 sons.
但是十二个儿子里边，只是他那个手算，又不跟着他们的那一个生来的次序。
And the counting is not, it's not from the birth order.
列出了他们十二个人的名字。
The 12 names were mentioned.
但是数算的时候就从犹大开始。
But when it started the counting, it started from Judah.
弟兄姊妹，我们就要问了。
And brothers and sisters, we'll have this question.
那为什么首先要数算犹大呢？
Why would Judah be the first to be mentioned?
为什么不数算流便呢？
Why does it not mention Judah?
为什么不是数算西面和利未呢？
Or Simeon or Levi.
如果按照后面我们所得的资料，
If we look at the information we get afterwards, the birthright went to Joseph.
那为什么不先数算约瑟呢？
And why did it not first mention Joseph?
而要从犹大来开始呢？
But it has to start with Judah.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
从别的地方我们也知道。
From other places we get to know.
长子的名分给了约瑟。
The birthright was given to Joseph.
所以他在承受产业的时候，他就得了双份。
So when he was to gain the inheritance, he get double.
他两个儿子，一个以法莲，一个马拿西，两个人分别成为以色列当中的一个支派来承受产业。
And his sons Ephraim and Manasseh, they became a tribe in Israel, and then they received the inheritance.
但是神的祝福呢？
But God's blessing,
或者说神的应许呢？
Or to say God's promise,
却是发生在犹大的支派的身上。
It happens in the tribe of Judah.
我们晓得，按照生来的次序，头三个都发生过难处，所以他们失去了这个资格。
And we know that according to the birth orders, the first three, they had some difficulties or something happened.
然后才轮到犹大接上来。
And then it became Judah. Judah took over.
虽然犹大也不是说很完全的一个人。
Even though Judah is not a perfect man.
但最低限度他在神的面前，他总算是一个活得对的人。
But at the very least, he lives right according to God.
所以神把那个长子的那个祝福，或者说长子所承受的应许，就定在犹大的身上。
So God gave Judah the blessings or the promise of the firstborn.
所以我们就在这里，我们就看到，在第二章开始数算的时候。
So we can see starting from chapter 2.
十二个支派的名字都出来。
The 12 tribes, that all the names are there here.
是按照他，按照，也不能算说是按照他们长幼的次序，是按照，利亚的婢女，然后就是Rachel 叫什么？叫拉结和他的侍女斯珀。
So it's not a completely according to the birth order, but rather according to Leah and her maid and Rachel and her maid.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到了，他在这些提出这些名字的时候，
so when these names are mentioned,
神完全是越过了那一个长子的名分这一件事。
So God completely went over or beyond what's the firstborn or the birth order.
而是留意到长子的应许的这个部分。
But focus on the promise for the firstborn.
那所以当我们一看到接下去一数算十二支派的时候，头一个数算的是犹大。
So we can see that the first of the 12 tribes that I remember is Judah.
并且数算犹大的时候也是数算的比较完整。
And when it mentioned about Judah, you can see it's a rather complete picture.
用了三章的两章半呢，来数算犹大的后裔。
And it's for 2.5 chapters to mention about Judah's descendants.
那然后呢，你就看到又用了好多的篇幅来数算利未的后裔。
And also quite a few words to talk about Levi's descendants.
那其他的十一个支派呢，就是轻描淡写就带过去了。
But the other 11 tribes is just touched upon lightly.
那因此很清楚给我们看到。
So very clearly, it lets us see.
这一个数算是要把国度和王显明出来。
This counting is to bring forth the kingdom and the king.
而不仅是显明王和国度出来。
No need to manifest the king and the kingdom.
因为这一个王把国度和圣殿都在他的身上发生一个很紧密的关系。
Because this king has a very close relationship with the kingdom and the temple.
那所以弟兄姊妹，我先提出两件事情给弟兄姊妹去留意。
So I first mentioned two things for brothers and sisters to pay attention to.
在神呢永远的计划的里头。
Within God's eternal will.
他是用犹大来 为中心的。
And Judah was the focus.
我们看雅各的祝福。
When we look at Jacob's
blessing,
which is the blessings given by Jacob in the book of Genesis,
再加上生命记里边摩西给十二个支派的前途的宣告。
And also in Leviticus, where Moses proclaimed to the 12 tribes,
我们都从其中很清楚地看见神整个的计划的工作是借着犹大来发表的。
And we can see the entire work of God is manifested through the tribe of Judah.
我们不回头去看那些了。
And we won't go back to
that. 我相信弟兄姊妹，你总因为我们从前读的时候，我们就也特别提到那一些。
And I believe that brothers and sisters still remember because we made special mention before.
如果你要更有把握的话呢，那聚会完了你回去看那两处的记载。
And if you want to have a better assurance of it, you can go back after the meeting to.
我们就很容易就看到犹大在神永远计划里边那一个地位。
And we can see the position of Judah in God's eternal will.
现在我们在这个历代志里头就看到这件事情。
And now in the book of Chronicles, we can see this.
那用者你注意
Versus pay attention.
在大卫的后裔的里头
Among the descendants of David
神一直引到对不起在犹大的数算里头神一直引我们去看到大卫
In the mentioning of Judah God leads us to see David
但是在大卫的身上呢神让我们看见两件很重要的事
But in David, God causes us to see two very important matters.
一个是他做王。
One is him being the king.
他是神亲自拣选又高立的王。
He is the one chosen and anointed by God.
那这是国度的问题。
And this is the matter of the kingdom.
另外一件事情我们看到的。
And the other matter that we can see.
是这一位大卫。
It says David.
是他决定要为神建造圣殿。
That he decided to build a temple for God.
这是敬拜的问题。
This is a matter of worship.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
And brothers and sisters, you can see.
一个是国度，一个是敬拜。
One is the kingdom, one is worship.
这两件大事情都是集中在有大卫的身上。
And these two great matters are on David.
而大卫他是犹大支派里头的一个人。
David is among the tribe of Judah.
那若是我们注意到这两件事情
，If we take note of these two matters,
你就看到在犹大支派里头不是只有一个大卫。
We can see that among the whole tribe of Judah, it's not just David.
在犹大支派的里头，神为什么那么宽广的数算呢
？Why would God have this broad counting among the tribe of Judah?
不然。第一个问题就是我们读民数记的时候我们已经有的领会。
And first, the first thing is that we can see in the book of Numbers.
所有的数算都是说出在神面前蒙纪念的那一个事实是很清楚的。
All the counting is to say that it's very clear that someone's remembered by God.
用新约的话来说都是蒙恩得救的人。
Using the words of the New Testament, it's all those who have who have received grace.
都是被神数算的人。
All those who are counted by God.
那这个是头，这个是那个基础，我们不必再提它了。
And this is the foundation. We won't mention anymore.
但是我们留意。
But let's pay attention to this.
在大卫在犹大这个后裔的数算的里头。
The counting of the descendants of Judah.
神特别数算几个人。
That God has especially counted some
people. 平常我们一看到这一大堆的名字啊，我们就烦死了，我们就不要看了。
Usually we're troubled by all these names that we didn't want to read them.
啊，但是如果我们真的花点时间去看。
But if we spend some time to read them.
很自然的你就看到。
Very naturally you'll see.
在神这个数点的里边是突出几个人。
Among all these countings of God, there's some people that stood out, even though they're mentioning a lot of people. But very clearly, there's some people that are specially mentioned.
是哪几个人呢?
And who are these people?
那第一个当然是大卫了。
The first one, of course, is David.
那第二个呢?
The second one?
那第二个就是十八节的那一个。这里提到两个人，一个是西西伦，一个是他的儿子加勒。
So in verse 18, the first is Hezron and also his son Caleb.
弟兄姊妹都知道这个西西伦所生的儿子加勒。
And we all know that Hezron and his son Caleb.
是不是进迦南的那个迦勒呢?
Is this Caleb the one who entered the land of Canaan?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们要注意了。
We need to take note.
因为这个家谱里面有些时候是给我们不是很明确的，究竟提到两个地方提到同一个人的名字，但这两个人究竟是不是同一个人呢?
Because in this genealogy, there might be two places mentioning about the same name, but would these two names be the same person?
你如果光是看那个家谱的本身，你就没有办法决定。
If you only look at the genealogy, that you could not decide.
但是你看到在家谱里边所提到的一些事呢，你就可以就帮助我们去决定。这个名字是不是同一个人?
But if you look at some matters recorded in the genealogy, then it will help you decide whether it's the same person.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里接连提到加勒几次。
Here it mentioned Caleb a few times.
你说为什么几次提到加勒呢?
And you say that why is his name mentioned several times?
那当然我们晓得加勒在神面前被神的纪念乃是因为他坚持可以凭着神的应许毫无畏惧的进迦南。
Caleb was remembered by God was because he insisted that he could enter to Canaan through the promise of God.
出埃及的那些男丁只有他跟约书亚两个人能进到迦南。
All those men who left Egypt, only he and Joshua could enter into the land of Canaan.
啊、但是弟兄姊妹你注意
The brothers will take note
在这个数算犹大的家谱里边把加勒提了几次呢
In this genealogy of Judah how many times did we see the name of Caleb?
一次在十八节
Once in verse 18
第二次在四十二节
The second time is verse 24
42. 第三次呢是在49节。
And also the third time is verse 49.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这一次的数算的里边，竟然是把他的名字点了三次。
Within this recording, there's three mentions of his name.
这里面究竟说出了什么的事实呢
？And what does it tell us?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们在这里看到一些事情。
We can see some matters happening.
那是关乎神那个旨意的显明。
It has to do with the manifestation of God's will.
和加勒并加勒的后代， 又有直接的关系。
And it has a direct relationship with Caleb and his descendants.
啊，我想头一个弟兄姊妹你要注意的。
And first that we should take note of.
啊，那是二十节里边提到有一个人。
Which is in verse 20, there's a person mentioned.
啊，这个人叫做比撒列。
This person is Bezalel.
比撒列是谁呢？
Who's Bezalel?
从这里我们就看到是加勒的后代。
From here we can see he's a descendant of Caleb.
但是他是谁呢？
But who is he?
如果我们还记得造会幕的时候，神点名所要的那一个工头。
But if you remember during the building of the tabernacle, the person, the foreman that was appointed by God.
那我们就知道他是谁。
Then we know who he is.
我们可以用近代的话来说他。
Using today's language.
他不是总工程师，也是总建筑师。
If he's not the chief engineer, he'll be the chief builder.
建造会幕。
To build the tabernacle.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得这个事情就不简单了。
Then, brothers, you know this is not a simple matter.
哎，我会幕的后身就是圣殿。
Because tabernacle is, the temple is,The tabernacle is the shadow of the temple.
圣殿、圣殿的前身就是会幕。
And what's before the temple is the tabernacle.
现在比撒列是在这里建造圣殿的总主持人。
And Bezalel is the chief person to build the tabernacle.
为什么神选中他呢？
And why did God choose him?
这里圣经完全没有说。
And the Bible did not tell us at all.
神只是说我就是要用他。
But God only said that I would use him.
那这是头一件事情。
And this is the first matter.
第二件事情呢，就提到42节那里，提到加勒。
And the second matter, which is recorded in verse 42, it mentioned about Caleb.
你就往下去的时候，你就看到一件事。
If you continue to read on, you'll see one thing.
啊、他的长者叫米沙。
That his firstborn, Misha.
啊，他的儿子呢，就叫做就是希伯伦的祖宗。
That his son was the father of Hebron.
弟兄姊妹一提到希伯伦。
When this is when we mention Hebron.
如果我们对大卫的对撒母耳记还。比较熟悉的话
If we are familiar with the book of Samuel,
很快你就反映出哦，这个是大卫头一次最开始做王的地方。
And you have this reaction saying this is the place where King or David was king, was the king.
因为第三章就已经提到这个事情，
Because、
也提到这个事情。
It's also mentioned in chapter 3.
你说大卫做王的地方有什么了不起呢？
He said, "What is so great about this place when David was king?"
但弟兄姊妹，这个我们不能不问。
But sister, we have to ask this question.
大卫头一次做王。
The first time David became king.
是在犹大支派的地区里头来显明的。
It was manifested within the area of the tribe of Judah.
并且从那个时候开始。
And from that time on.
犹大支派一直没有离弃。大卫
The tribe of Judah did not forsake Judah, forsake David.
不要说以后以色列分那十个支派分裂出去那一段日子。
And we're not going to mention about Israel where the 10 tribes are
separated. 很明显的犹大还是留在犹大。
And Judah evidently he remains in Judah.
但是在犹大还没有做王以前。对不对，在大卫还没有做王以前。
But before David was king.
犹大还是一直追随着大卫。
Judah continued to follow David.
然后我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那所以在这里特别就把那个加勒提出来的时候就指出他的子孙就在那里建立了希伯伦。
So when it mentions Caleb here, it especially mentioned that his descendants was there to establish Hebron.
然后又提到他的加勒的女儿 亚撒的那件事情。
And it also mentioned the daughter of Caleb, Asa.
弟兄姊妹还记得她要上叫她的丈夫上扎勒要上泉撒泉的水的那段事。
Some verses still remember he asked, or she asked her husband to request of Caleb to ask for the fountain.
弟兄姊妹，我们就很清楚地看见。
And then we can see very clearly, brothers and sisters.
犹大支派在神的面前是那样给神看重。
The reason why the tribe of Judah is so important in God's eyes.
而给看重的好一些事情都和他们的一个祖先扎勒发生关系。
And because it has to do with their forefather Caleb.
那弟兄姊妹这才清楚了。
And it's very clear here, brothers and sisters.
因为迦勒是一个在神的面前另有一个心智的人。
Because Caleb is someone who has a great heart before God.
他是毫无保留的尊神为大。
And he exalts God without reservation.
以神为是。
And he sees God as who he is.
毫无保留的跟随神的命令的。
And he followed God's command without reservation.
那是有这样的一个祖先。
So because they have this forefather.
那也就影响了他的后代。
And he affects his descendants.
像以色列人许多走迷的时候。
During the time when the Israelites was lost,
那犹大支派还算是没有出过太大的问题。
The tribe of Judah, they have not gone astray too far.
不是说他们不出问题。
It's not that they did not have any problems.
不过是没有出太大的问题。
But it's not a great problem that
they have. 那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们很清楚就看到了。
So brothers and sisters, we can see
that. 神在这里数算大卫。
God's here to count David.
大卫给数算出来以后，那就把犹大这个支派来做了一个蛮明显的数点。
So when David counted, that the tribe of Judah was clearly counted also.
说出了犹大支派在神面前蒙纪念的。一个属灵上的原因。
And which tells us the reason, the spiritual reason why the tribe of Judah is remembered.
那在犹大支派，数算犹大支派的时候。
And during the counting of the tribe of Judah.
就带出了有一些不是犹大人的人在其中。
And it brings forth some people who are not among the tribe of Judah.
神提他们的名字的时候，也把它放在犹大的后裔的这个属点的范围里。
And when God mentioned the name, He put them among the area or the boundary of the tribe of Judah.
那是什么人呢
？And who are these people?
最末了的那一节。
At the very last verse.
55节。
Verse 55.
他说在这个。扎勒的子孙的后代啊，他们接待了有一些人。
That says the descendants of Caleb, they have received some people.
这一些人给接待了，就住在亚比斯众文士家的那一批人。
And these are the people when they received, they lived at Jabez.
这里就提到特拉人、示米亚人、苏甲人。
And mentioned here the Tirathites, the Shemithites, and the Sukkathites.
底下就说了一句解说，这批人从哪里来的。
And then it mentioned where these people were from.
他说这都是基尼人利甲家的之主哈莫所生的。
And these are the Canaanites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab.
这批人是谁？
And who are these people?
这批人是摩西的外孙的后代。
And these are the descendants of Moses' brother-in-law.
弟兄姊妹记得，当以色列人出埃及进到旷野的时候。
Brothers, remember when the Israelites left Egypt and went to the desert.
他来看他吗？
That Moses' father-in-law came to see him.
也许当时来看他还不单是他岳父一个人，连他 他岳父的一家人都来看。
And maybe at that time it's not only the father-in-law, but the whole family of the father-in-law came.
后来他们就要回去了。
And then they left.
摩西在那个时候就请求他们。
And Moses at that time made a request.
你们留下来。
Please stay with me.
你们对这里的地理环境很熟悉。
That you are familiar with the surrounding area.
你们做我们的向导。
That you can be our guide.
将来我们进到神应许地，我们承受神祝福的时候，我们一定不忘记你们。
So in the future, when we enter into the promised land of God, we will not forget you.
那这是摩西的外兄他们的后代。
So these are the descendants of Moses' brother-in-law.
那如果你看到这个事实，
If you see this fact,
你就看到一件事情。
And you see this.
你回去出埃及地去看。
If you go back to the book of Exodus,
你就看到一件事。
Then you see this matter.
当时他呢，没有提他外孙，就是提他岳父。他说，神带你们到那边去，又不是领我们去。说你们去了，我们不要去。
So, when Moses brought father-in-law came to see him, he said to him, "It's God who brought you, or who's bringing to that place. It's not God did not bring us to that place."
但是后来这历史记载给我们看到，结果他们还是去了。
But in the recording, we can see that as a result, they all went.
并且记载他们的事有很多了。
And there are a lot of recordings about what happened to them.
我们先前读耶利米书的时候，也读到这批人的。的事情。
And when we read the book of Jeremiah, we also read about these people.
你要是读列王记的时候，你读到那个耶户的将有一个将军呢，也就是这一批人的子孙了。
And when we read the book of Kings of the general of Jehu, that is also about these people.
特别弟兄姊妹，我们才读过耶利米书不太久。
And we just read the book of Jeremiah.
我们应该还记得。
We should still remember.
神叫耶利米去邀请利甲族的那些子孙来喝酒。
That God asked them.
利甲族的子孙来喝酒。
That they asked the descendants of. Rechab, the descendants of Rechab to come and drink with them.
那他们就说。我们的祖宗告诉我们，不要在这个地方买房屋，也不可以喝酒。
And they said to them that our forefather told us not to buy any land here and not to drink in here.
所以他们就没有喝。
So they did not drink with them.
神就让耶利米指着以色列人犹大人在那里说，你看人家听他祖宗的话。都是那样的顺从，你们这些犹大人连神的话都不要听。
So Jeremiah said to the people of Judah, see how these people follow the words of the forefather. You people of Judah, you would not even listen to God.
那个后果了。
Then you have to take up your responsibility. And brothers, you might remember this.
就是这一批人。
It's these people here.
那我们就要问一件事情了。
So now we have this question.
在这个家谱里面提到这批人干什么呢？
Why are these people mentioned in the genealogy?
他们又不是犹大的后代。
They are not the descendants of Judah.
大卫做王的事情也与他们无关。
And they have nothing to do with David being king.
这批人来到这个迦南地，在承受产业的事上也是与他们无分无关的。
And they have nothing to do with the people as receiving the land of Canaan.
他们来迦南干什么呢？
Then why are they in the land of Canaan?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看圣灵把他们这一批人记录上来，放在犹大的后代的那个家族的范围里。
We see the Holy Spirit recorded these people under the tribe of Judah.
很显然的，就给我们领会到一件事。
Very clearly, it lets us understand this.
按照他们的身份
，according to the position，
他们没有资格去承受迦南地。
They're not qualified to receive the land of Canaan.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们虽然没有资格去承受迦南地。
Even though we're not qualified to receive the land of Canaan.
但是我们却是有享用迦南地的实际。
But we have the reality of enjoying the land of Canaan.
因为我们是活在迦南地。
Because we're living in the land of Canaan.
如果 迦南地在神面前蒙福，我们也就在那里享用神的祝福。
If the land of Canaan is blessed by God, then we're here to enjoy the blessing of God also.
这个是享用神应许的祝实际啊。
This is enjoying the reality of God's blessing.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这个是在他们当时的情形是这样。
And this is the situation at that time.
但是我们要问的还不是停在这里。
But what we need to ask does not stop here.
我们要问的。
What we need to ask.
神为什么把他们摆在犹大的这个后裔的属典的这一段事实的记录里。
Is that why would God place them among the tribe, under the tribe of Judah to be counted?
当然第一个问题我们要先说。
And the first matter we need to talk about is.
因为他们将自己从外邦分别出来去拣选以色列的神。
Because they separate themselves from the Gentiles to choose the God of Israel.
所以他们那个时候就跟着摩西，他们就进到迦南。
So at that time they follow Moses and enter into the land of Canaan.
但是这个只是他们人这方面的事。
And this is just from the man's point of view.
但是问题在这里。
But that's an issue here.
如果按照旧约律法上的那一个了解。
If according to the understanding of the laws of the Old Testament,
你要来拣选神。
If you are here to choose God,
神接不接受你呢？
Would God receive you?
如果就在旧按照旧约的那个了解。
If it's according to the understanding of the Old Testament,
好像神对外邦人是有一定的界限的。
It's as if God has laid a boundary for the Gentiles.
但是感谢主，好像而已。
But thank the Lord, it's just as if.
是一个神做工的阶段的缘故，神不能在那一个时候悦纳外邦人如同接受以色列人一样。
It has to do with the stage of God's work. At that time, God could not accept the Gentiles as he accepted the Israelites.
但是在神的心思里面，神是从开头就接受外邦人。
But in God's heart, He has received or He has accepted the Gentiles from the very beginning.
我们在过去的那些事情上，一些零零碎碎的事上面，我们看到的。
And in the past, we can see this in some minor events.
比方说。
For example.
亚伯拉罕家里头的人要受隔离。
That Abraham or his household needs to receive circumcision.
亚伯拉罕家里头的人要受隔离。
Then the household of Abraham
是不是只限于亚伯拉罕的儿子们
needs to receive circumcision. Is it limited to his sons?
不是。
It's not.
是只要是属于亚伯拉罕家里的人。
All those who belong to Abraham's household
是他自己生下来的。
Whether it's his own sons?
那固然是他家里的人。
And these are his belongs to his household.
买回来的。
Those who are bought by him.
也都是他们家里的人。
They also counted as his household.
所以你就很清楚看到了。
Then, brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
那买回来的人。
Those who are bought.
跟亚伯拉罕没有血统的关系。
They do not have a blood relationship.
但是因为在亚伯拉罕家里头。
But because they're within Abraham's household.
神悦纳他们。
That God accepted them.
神让他们受隔离。
That God let them go through circumcision.
神承认他们是亚伯拉罕家中的人。
And God acknowledged that they are the household of
Abraham. 那这是一件事情。
And this is one matter.
那另外弟兄姊妹，我们又看到了。
And then, verses we also see.
他们在出埃及，在旷野的时候。
When they leave Egypt and were in the desert.
那有外邦人要像他们一样的吃逾越节。
There's some Gentiles who want to enjoy Passover with him.
那按照当天晚上神所告诉以色列人的那个事情来说，那以色列人以外的人就不能吃那个羊羔了。
According to what God told them during that evening, the Gentiles should not be able to partake in that lamb.
但是在旷野的时候。
But in the desert,
有外邦人说要吃羊羔。
The Gentiles who wanted to eat the lamb.
摩西他们都不知道该怎样来处理。
And Moses did not know how to take care of this.
他们去问神了。
And they asked God.
神说。 可以给他们吃。
And God said, you can allow them to eat.
你先让他们受隔离就可以了。
First, let them go through circumcision, then they can.
弟兄们受隔离就是分别出来。
Princess of circumcision is to be separated.
归于亚伯拉罕。
To belong to Abraham.
在新约的实际上面来说，那就是脱离肉体的。
In the New Testament, which is to be away from the flesh.
弟兄们，我们很清楚，你看见在过去的日子，神悦纳外邦人。神没有拒绝外邦人。
And we can see very clearly in the past that God has accepted Gentiles.
只是神那时候工作的重点不在外邦人的身上。
But at that time, God's focus of His work is not on the Gentiles.
那是一个神的工作的阶段的的问题。
And it has to do with the stages where God works.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
现在这个利甲族的后代在犹大的这个属点的里边跑出来。
So now this tribe of Rahab.That he it had appears under the tribe of Judah.
很显然的给我们看到。
Very clearly, it lets us see.
不管你从国度这一个光来看也好。
Whether you look at it under the light of the kingdom.
或者是从圣殿敬拜神的这个光来看也好。
Or the temple under the light of worshiping God.
外邦人也是在神的心里头蒙纪念的。
That the Gentiles they are remembered in God's heart.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那好了，当我们往前去看到第三章的时候。
So when we continue on into chapter 3.
弟兄姊妹，你又留意了。
But just take a look again.
一提到大卫，第三章开始就是数算大卫的后裔了。
In the beginning of chapter 3 is counting of David's descendants.
并且从这个时候开始。
And from this time on.
就一直数算王的系列了。
It continues to count under the system of the king.
就不再是犹大的这个范围里了。
It's no longer within the boundary of Judah.
就缩小那个范围，只是在大卫家。
The boundary has decreased, limited to the family of David.
那所以第三章一开始，弟兄姊妹你就看到，就记下了大卫的儿子。
So in the beginning of chapter 3, it has recorded the sons of David.
大卫在什么地方开始有儿子呢?
Where did David begin to have sons?
那弟兄姊妹们，虽然这个好像只是一个历史的记载。
My sisters, even though it seems like it's only a historical recording.
但是属灵的历史，我们有些时候是不能给历史的表面来限制。
But for spiritual history, we cannot just be limited by the surface.
当然不是所有的历史你都可以把它扩大到一个很高的那个属灵的体会去。
But of course, you cannot expand all the histories to be included into a spiritual history.
但是有一些事情，你读下去你就觉得那里是。有点东西。
But for some matters, you see that there's something underneath it.
那现在你读第三章一开始，你就觉得这里边有点东西。
So now when you read the beginning of chapter 3, you see there's something inside.
什么东西呢?
What is it?
大卫在希伯伦所生的儿子记在上面。
These were the sons of David born to him in Hebron.
长子暗乱。
The firstborn was Amnon.
长子就是在希伯伦出生的。
The firstborn was born in Hebron.
那为什么在希伯伦的时候就生就养了长子呢?
Why is it that in Hebron that he had his firstborn?
因为我们晓得。
But since we know this.
希伯伦是大卫首先做王的地。
Hebron is a place where David was king.
没有到希伯伦以前。
Before he went to Hebron,
大卫是可以说是流浪的。
David was a wanderer.
他是给扫罗追赶的。
That he was pursued by Saul.
他几乎可以说是就是流浪的。
That he was a wanderer.
但是那个年龄有多长呢?
But how long was that period of time?
不短的。
It's not a short period of time.
但是在那个时候，他一个儿子都没生出来。
But at that time, he did not have any son.
等到他在希伯伦坐上王位
And after he became king at Hebron,
他就死，长子就生出来。
Then he has his firstborn.
然后底下一系列的就生了一大堆的儿子了。
And then later on, there were a lot of sons born.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
My sisters, take note.
这是什么意思
？What does that mean?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
就说到大卫的儿子们一生下来就是王位的继承人。
It tells us that the sons of David, once they were born, they are the successor of the king.
当然不是每一个都可以去做王。
It's not that every one of them can become king.
但是他们总是有那个资格了。
But they have the qualifications.
他们是王的儿子。
They are the sons of the king.
这是一件事情。
And this is one matter.
那结果我们看到的。
And as a result, we can see.
接续大卫做王的都不是这几个儿子。
The one who succeeded King David as king was not one of these sons.
他在希伯伦生了六个儿子，但是都不是做王的。
He had six sons when he was in Hebron, but none of them was king.
等到他后来在耶路撒冷做王的时候
，Until he reigned in Jerusalem,
就生了又生了几个儿子。
And he had more sons.
那这几个儿子呢？
And these sons,
其中有一个就做王了。
One of them became king.
那个是所罗门。
Which is Solomon.
那然后我们就看到，接下去大卫的那个做王的那个系统啊，就从所罗门那里一直数算下去。
And then we can see the system of kingship continue on under Solomon.
但是我要请弟兄姊妹留意的。
But brothers and sisters, please take note.
所罗门有几个兄弟啊
？How many brothers did Solomon have？
四个。
Four。
所罗门是最小的。
Solomon is the youngest。
四个人同一个母亲。
And all four belong to one mother。
这四个人的母亲是谁
？And who's his mother？
巴士巴。
It's Bathsheba。
弟兄姊妹，你留意，这是什么意思啊？这是神这样的数点这一个。
What does it mean? Why is it God counting like this?
我们读我们主耶稣基督的家谱马太福音里边的时候，我们就很清楚的能领会这一个。
When we read the genealogy of our Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, then we can very clearly understand this.
在地上神所用的人，无论他在人的标准上面是如何的有高水准。
The ones who are used by God on earth, no matter how high or great qualifications they have among men.
但是在神的面前，没有一个人有可夸的。
But before God, none of them can boast.
我们常常说人的义在神面前好像破烂的衣服。
We always say that man's righteousness is like ragged clothing before God.
有些时候我们把这个话放在一些圣经上的属灵人上面，我们好像就觉得这个话好像不太用得上。
But if we use these words on those spiritual people in the Bible, then we might say that it doesn't work.
很好，那个只是我们的感觉，而不是事实。
But this is only our feelings, it's not the fact.
我们把整个圣经里面所记载的一些属灵的人物，最高的那些人都挑出来的话
，If we pick the best of all those spiritual people recording the Bible，
你不需要用在鸡蛋里头挑骨头的那种心情去看
，And you don't have to look at it with very very picky attitude。
很容易你就看到，没有一个人在神面前是不带着残缺的。
But very easily you can see that none of these。Or without blemish before God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
前面利甲族的后代。
Before the tribe of Rechab.
大卫自己的本身。
And David himself.
犹大自己的本身。
Judah himself.
再加上所罗门。
And also Solomon.
这一个人。你看见都有许许多多。在神的面前过不来的事。
They all have a lot of shortcomings before God.
但是你说为什么神能用着他们
？But you would ask why would God use them?
神为什么不找一个完全没有瑕疵的人
that why would God,
来做成他的功呢?
Why would God not find a complete perfect person to finish his work?
弟兄姊们, 这就带给我们去留意到,
and brothers, it will bring us to take note of some matters.
头一件事情,
the first is, there's no perfect man.
你怎么去找,
no matter how you look for him, you cannot
第二件事情,
find one. And secondly,
你看到人在神面前能被神来使用,
we can see that man that is able to be used by God is all because of grace.
在人这一方面是没有可夸的,
for man himself, there's nothing to boast about.
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
神就借此显明,
and God uses to manifest this.
他在人中间要寻找的不是那些毫无瑕疵的人,
what he's looking for among men is not those who are perfect.
他要寻找的是寻找那些愿意拣选神而站到神的那一边去的人,
and what he's looking for is those who's willing to choose God and stand on his side.
所以在过去的圣经的历史上面, 你一直看到这样的事情,
so during the, throughout the history in the Bible you can see this all along.
好了，当转到所罗门来数典后裔的时候,
so when we come to Solomon and the counting of his descendants,
那弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事情,
and brothers and sisters, you'll see this matter.
一直在犹大做王的
it's all Solomon's descendants to become king. And also, of course, they are David's descendants. But directly, they are Solomon's sons. The counting continued until the king that was captive, to being captive.
耶格尼亚西底家,
Jeconiah and Zedekiah,
这是最后的犹大国的王,
and these are the last kings of Judah.
我们刚读过以利米书没太久,
and we just finished reading,
应该记忆犹新,
that you can, we might still remember.
我们很清楚地看到,
and we can very clearly see that
最后这两个王以后, 在以色列中就没有王了,
after these two kings, there are no more kings among the Israelites.
虽然他们被掳70年以后,
even though they returned after 7 years of captivity, but after they returned, there were no more kings.
所以如果没有建造圣殿的, 重建圣殿的那一段历史,
so if there were no history of rebuilding the temple,
谁是耶哥尼亚的儿子, 我们都不会有人知道的,
that we would not even know who's Jeconiah's son is.
但是你知道, 他的儿子也只不过只能晓得一代两代,
but you can only know one or two generations of his sons.
在这里也是算了,
here is counted also.
算到他们从被掳之地回来以后的一段日子,
and it's counted the days after they came back from the exile.
你认识哪一些人呢?
And who do you know?
撒拉铁你见过这个名字,
you have seen this name in Shealtiel.
所罗巴伯你也见过这个名字,
and you've also seen this name Zerubbabel.
米苏兰你隐隐约约有这个印象,
and you might have this impression about this person Meshulam.
这里提到一大堆的人一个我们都不认识,
and all these names that are mentioned here we do not know any of these.
当然这里还没有数算到我们的主, 主的生身的父亲的那个月色的那一代,
of course it has not gone so far to the generation of our Lord Jesus' father Joseph.
因为历代志记录下来的时候, 哦, 那几代根本还没有出来,
because during the time of the Chronicles those generations has not appeared yet.
但是跟我们读主的家谱一样,
but it's the same as when we read the genealogy of our Lord. When you go to the last few words, that you do not know who those people were. That they have become the common people. Even though they are along the bloodstream of the kings, But they were just a common people.
跟一般人没两样,
it's the same as others.
谁都不认识他们,
and nobody knows them.
你要看到月色,
if you look at Joseph,
他只不过是一个木匠,
he's only a carpenter. He's just an ordinary person.
他感谢神,
but thank God.
虽然在人中间, 好像这个王的这个系统已经不显明了。
Even though among men, as if it's as if this system of the kingdom is not clear, and the kings have become common people. But thank the Lord. The spiritual history does not stop here.
神的数点到这里的时候,
the counting of God when it comes to here,
神还继续地往前数点,
that God continues to count.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们知道,
that we know.
当这个王的家族成了人中间的给埋没了的一些人物的时候,
when this family of the king, they are hidden among people,
神的工作并没有停止,
that God's word has not stopped.
神的工作仍然是在那里隐藏下去,
that God's work has continued to be hidden.
这个隐藏下去是为了什么呢?
And this hiding, what is this for?
是为了等候那一位真正承受亚伯拉罕的应许和大卫的应许的那一位神的儿子出来。
Which is to wait for the appearing of the Son of God who is to receive the promise of Abraham.
如果我们看这些的数点,
if we look at all these countings,
从神的拣选开始,
from God's choosing,
到他们到了那个高处,
until the climax,
然后又下到低处,
and then it falls down.
没有前途,
there was no future.
人间所有的高高低低, 一点都不影响神的旨意的进行,
all the ups and downs among men did not affect the execution of God's will.
感谢主, 等到有一天,
we thank the Lord until one day
神的儿子来,
the Son of God appears.
神的计划又从沉直的里边又复兴过来了。
The God's plan from hiding from a quiet stage of a stage and it's revised again.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这实在是我们在主的面前一个好大好大的福气。
Indeed, this is a great blessing before God.
让我们看见神做工, 神不会中途停止。
It lets us see that when God works, He would not stop in the middle.
尽管在人中间看不见神再有工作的时候, 神的工作也没有停止。
Even though we cannot see God's work among men, but actually God's work has not stopped.
从旧约过渡到新约的时候, 我们已经看到这种光景。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, we can see this condition.
那在新约的日子继续地往前去的时候, 我们 更明确地看到这种事情。
And from the days of the New Testament on, we can more clearly see this.
因为神已经把他做工的那个过程和他要完成的目的很清楚地给我们解开了。
Because God has explained to us very clearly the process of His work and the purpose.
过去神怎么成就了那一些?
In the past, how God has accomplished all these.
在前面神还没有完成的, 也同样的是按着过去神所做的那一个光景来成全。
And in the future, what he is yet to accomplish, he will do it according to what he has done before.
在人看为没有路的时候,
when there's no way out before man,
神还是有路,
then there's still a way before God.
因为神做工的路不是根据人,
because the way God works is not based on man,
乃是根据那一位他从死里复活的神的儿子。
But it's according to the Son of God who's resurrected from death.
因为他是道路, 真理, 生命,
because he's the way, the truth, and the light.
要把人带回父的家, 神的父的家里,
and to bring us back to the Father's household.
犹大的, 犹大支派的那个, 家谱的数点。
The counting of the tribe of Judah.
按照一般来说，到这里就可以停止。
It can stop here according to common knowledge.
但是很有意思。
But very interestingly.
我们今天晚上不看。
And this evening we'll not look at it.
第四章还是又再来数算犹大的后裔。
In chapter 4, once again, it's the counting of the tribe of Judah.
究竟是什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of it?
我们以后交通的时候再看。
And we will look at it in our future sharing.
虽然在这些家谱，从第一章到第九章，这些家谱的事情上面，是有很多很烦、很沉闷、很烦的事。
And even though the genealogy from chapter 1 to chapter 9 has a lot of boring details.
但是若是圣灵帮助我们能看见里面的点点滴滴。
But if the Holy Spirit helps us to look into it.
我们仍然看见神做工的手和他的心意在其中很明显的显出的。
And we can see that the God's hands at work and his heart within it.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
And we'll stop today's sharing this evening.